What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to Darwin. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. Noted goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour. With Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of this Rush Hour. Hello to you, Bernie Vince and Gregory Blewett. I welcome you and you, Tomo, also to the panel. And how you been, chaps? How was your evening? And I hear you play a bit of golf today.
Yeah, we both did. And g'day to everyone. But no, I don't really want to talk about the golf. Golf got the better of me today. I played pretty badly.
Well, so, well that's good. Fess up.
Well, it happens.
Can't always play well all the time.
I said I played pretty
badly.
But
you just said
so
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't really talk about when I play well either. I just,
oh, yes, you do.
I just either say I play well or play poor.
You do blow those out.
Well, it is rare that I play poorly. It's just one of those days today, I suppose.
I played pretty well, Jars.
You happy today?
36 points.
Is that why you're wearing a pink top?
Played to my... No,
got your little Lady Gaga outfit on?
Well, you got pink in your golf shirt.
Yeah, that's orange.
At least I had a shower after golf.
Nah.
What?
I did.
Didn't? Thank you, Grit. What? Would you say
it was a bit steamy this morning.
No,
it was
steamy. Rained.
It's rained. It's beautiful conditions out there for a run.
It rained. I didn't need a shower.
Well, I had an outdoor shower.
I had a shower last week.
He's a country boy, Bern.
But I had an outdoor shower.
To be, he's a country
when
boy.
It was raining this morning, today, and it was magnificent.
Did you? Got everything
I
out.
I felt magnificent. I did. I cleansed. And I walked the Grange Oval this morning with the dogs, bare feet. So
Injured as well.
I earthed myself.
Well, you've done your hammy. How's that pulled up?
Good.
Yeah.
Good now.
Good,
got Maz to stretch it last night on the rug.
The hammy?
Yeah, just
tight. So outdoor shower, do you soap yourself up?
Yes, sir.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a special soap that...
So you stand there nude and the people can see in from next door.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That is a concern.
In the rain turn, I was just thinking, how good is life?
Hang on, what time was your shower?
Well, I had a few chores to do this morning.
The deck again.
Hey, chaps, let's talk about... what are we talking about? Okay. Gregory, yesterday, last night, in the cricket between West Indies and South Africa, bit of controversy before the game.
Yes, well, the Black Lives Matter movement,
yep. Yes,
which was BLM. A protest, which started ages ago,
yes, yep.
But so there was controversy with a South African team that played Australia in the first game. Now, half of them didn't, half did, so, you know, it wasn't a good look. So their board has instructed all of their players.
South African board.
South African board has ordered their players to take a knee.
Yeah,
to recognise that movement. So, but Quinton de Kock,
who's their best player?
Who's their best player?
Oh, by a lot. Keeper as well.
Didn't agree with it, basically. So he didn't play. So they've been ordered to do it every game. So I mean, Quinton de Kock, who you know didn't do it last night, will obviously not do it for the rest of the tournament. So I'd imagine he'd be out.
So everyone else kneeled down, but he didn't. So he walked off the ground. Is that right? So
that's he didn't want to do it.
It was his right. So choose not to.
But this is where this is where Tomo. So as I said, against Australia, you know, five did, three didn't.
Yeah,
you know, it was all.
Messy.
The guys that didn't do it in the first game have probably reluctantly done it just to play some cricket.
Yeah,
but Quinton de Kock, who, I don't know why he didn't want to, but he just chose not to do it.
Well, he's done it for personal reasons, hasn't he? That's basically why he didn't do it. Now, will he be back?
If they have been ordered to do it every game. Yes,
the board of
by
South
their board.
Africa.
So I wouldn't imagine if he didn't do it one game, why would he do it the next game?
He's done.
No, he won't.
I'd say so.
It's a big
unless
blow.
The board go back on their word and change it to get him to play. But I don't think you can force someone to do that.
Not at all.
That's exactly almost right, like Ben. That controversy
that's his choice.
About getting the jab. It's everyone's choice.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Let's switch lanes, chaps. Today we had the news come out from a young soccer player from the Adelaide United, player Josh Cavillo. Has announced that he's become the first Australian footballer to come out as a gay young man. And that takes a lot of courage. And here he is on his social page today announcing that he's gay.
Through my coming out, I'm excited to open up, to show everyone the Josh Cavillo, to show the true Josh Cavillo. I'm Josh Cavillo. I'm a footballer. and I'm proud to be gay.
Wow. It's the first one. I really rate what he's done.
Yeah, agreed.
Come out and said that because, well, you work on the percentages. I think it's about 3% of the general population are gay.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking, I'm talking AFL-wise now, 760 players in the AFL, 3% of them, that means just pure averages, there'd be 23, I think it's 23 it works out to be, that AFL players. It might be a bit lower than that, but there's not zero. So there's people that can't be them true selves playing AFL football.
Do you reckon this could cause a domino effect in sport in Australia?
I think it can. I think it took it needed to take one person to do what
show the courage
what Josh has done.
Because that is courageous
that
what
is
he's done
very
today.
Very courageous. Yeah, and well done to him. Man. And I think it can be. I think it can be a flow-on effect, a domino effect, like you said.
Haven't we got to the stage now where we're all, everyone, so it's like, who cares?
I'm with you. Honestly, I'm with you. We've all got gay friends, and they're wonderful people. And, he has shown a lot of courage, and you're right. Yeah. And there is some gay AFL footballers out there.
There has to be.
There is.
When you think about it, when you do percentages on it, and a number of them. But over 20 if you're working on pure percentages. Mm. So, I mean, if this helps people live who they are, I'm all for
They don't
it.
Need to hide anymore, do
no,
they?
No, you don't.
But well done to the young man, and obviously he's got a lot of love and support from his family and the Adelaide United family as well. So, well done, and that's what made a big statement, didn't he, the young man?
Yep, well done.
The Sample have come out and they've made a couple of rules changes for the competition in 2022 season. Let's talk to the Sample GM of football and Morphy Parks, great.
Oh, yeah, big premiership player.
Spearheaded full forward, premiership player.
Yes.
Matty Daldig joins us. Good afternoon, Matty. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jack. Good day, boys.
Congratulations on your premiership win under the great Stevie Nolas. They're telling me you're going back to back down there at Morphy Parks in Div 3.
Yeah, after Div 3, it was good to get the flag. It's been 30-odd years since they'd won one, so it was nice to give the boys a bit of a reward. And up to Div 3, I think we'll go okay.
And single-handedly won it off your own boot. That's what you told me out on the ground.
And you did, and you went missing for about 4 days.
Well, that's what they told me. So.
Now, explain the new rules to the Sample comp next year. I don't know if I like this one, Matty, so I'm just going to hold my powder and let you talk first about the new change coming in our competition.
Yeah, look, it's been a lot of discussion in the last 12 months, the stand rule that the AFL introduced. So Sample are adopting that in season 2022 for all of our competitions, the girls and the boys as well. So, look, there's a few reasons as to why. One, it did have an impact on the game. The stats sort of showed, outside of the scoring that sort of dried up towards the end of the year because of the defensive mindset, but there was some more free-flowing footy. The ball was coming back through the corridor a little bit more. So we think that can have a real impact at Sample level. Our scoring's been on the decline, similar to that of the AFL. And that's just on the back of that more defensive mindset that the coaches are instilling into the players. On the other hand as well, we were seeing it creep into the competition a little bit. Some younger guys that watch a lot of AFL footy on a Friday night were standing the mark, not moving, looking at the umpire, waiting for the call on. So it was real, we needed to be serious about it, I guess, and probably follow the lead of the AFL with this rule. It's such a significant rule that's really obvious when you're watching the AFL game that we need to give our players the best opportunity to be able to perform. And if they're implementing that rule without knowing it, we want to support them for that. And then finally, it's introduced it all of our talent national pathways. So round one, for example, in the national game this year at the under-18s, our boys gave away about 5 or 6 50-metre penalties against Western Australia because they've been used to playing it. Our guys haven't. So that alignment was a really key piece. But also, we think it's going to have a positive impact on our game.
And another thing you're bringing in, you're getting in line with the other state leagues and allowing AFL clubs the discretion to play activated medical subs. Now, that wasn't part of a 2021 season.
No, it wasn't. If we remember, the rule came in really, really late. I think it was 3 days out from round one, and it was sort of like, hang on, this is getting forced upon us. A player's going to play AFL one day, then play Sample the next. So we just needed time to consider that impact. And ultimately, after 12 months, I think there was 8 occasions where it might have been able to happen in 2021. We thought, look, we need to support the player, a player that might only play 10 minutes one day. They need to play some footy. So that's another responsibility that we need to give the AFL clubs and the players in the pathway.
So at the discretion, is there a percentage or is there a time, a general rule that we're going to look at and how much time these players play? Or is that the SANFL's call? Is it the AFL club's call? Who makes that decision?
Yeah, it's ultimately going to be left with the AFL club to decide whether that activated sub plays the next day. What we have put in place, though, is the AFL club needs to notify the SANFL club that they're playing within 60 minutes of the completion of the AFL game,
yep,
as to whether that player's playing, just to give the obviously coach and opposition a bit of surety. But look, you'd think once a player's getting to that 20-30% of game time on one day, it's probably too much of a risk to play back up the next day.
And Matty, you've pushed the quarters out for the ladies, 17 minutes to 20?
Yeah, made a couple of tweaks in the SANFL W comp that kicks off early next year, and just giving that bit of extra game time. So 70 minutes, they don't play time on, so those quarters can sort of run 14, 15 minutes if the ball gets kicked down the road. So an extra 3 minutes, totaling 12 minutes for the game. And we're also maintaining anti-density for the girls to ensure it's a nice open game. They can put their skills on display.
We're chatting with SANFL GM of football, Matty Duldig, there. Now, Matty, what about the last touch out of bounds? I thought that is, to me, I think that's a very good good rule in our competition, and I thought that was quickening up our game. Also in the defensive half where sides had the play on quickly, and now obviously you're saying to me that the coaches have become more defensive in the last 2 years, 3 years. So
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the last possession out of bounds rule reduced our stoppages by about 15 or 16. That made a significant impact coming back through the middle. That's over about 6 years. They've crept up a little bit and scoring's crept down.
Yeah.
So they've got used to the rule, obviously. Yeah, so another tweak with the stand. Can we get the ball going through the middle a bit quicker? We think they'll work hand in hand nicely.
Now, Matty, this is a tough or hard-hitting question. Have you had a chance to review, and I asked Darren Chandler this question yesterday when he was on, had a chance to review the grand final ceremonies? Because as Cup ambassador, I thought the cup would be given out by the ambassador.
Well, you thought wrong.
But Matty, I was standing on the oval with Matty, and he said, Matty, right, I'll let you know when you have to go up and all this. And then all of a sudden there was just donuts.
Poor old Robbie Kieran.
Yeah, well, I got the run sheet wrong as well. I was there prepping you to get up on stage, and then they aired it. So it was disappointing. We'll have a look at things.
Hey, Matty, the club, the president of the SANFL has been presenting the cup for about 100 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to change now because old Chunkhead over here wants to bloody, I'm going to give the cup away.
Yes, can.
That's a fair point. The ex-premier just dropped 30.
Hey, look at these rule changes, Jarz. The rules are there to change. You never know.
Matey, mate, thanks for sharing that with us. So looking forward to a very exciting SANFL competition. Just quickly, concerned about the exodus of some of these boys moving the community football from the SANFL, or is that just one of these seasons or off-seasons we're going to have?
Yeah, it's a little bit cyclical, isn't it? You see some exodus every now and then. Yeah, look, it's slightly concerning. We'd love the likes of Brad McKenzie, that 27, 28-year-old, to be continuing in our competition. But we're really excited about the juniors coming through. We saw it this year, Tom Lewis bursting onto the stage at 21, 22. We're going to get a bit of an influx of players over the next couple of months. So stay tuned for those announcements.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time, Matty. All the best.
Beauty. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Robbie Kieran's booked in for shoulder surgery too. Yeah, so
I didn't
after you tried to rip that cup out of his.
I didn't touch him. If I touched him, if I got close to him, he was going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, and it's his drinking arm too.
that's a real strong concern. they're selling those hats with those straws on them now. He'll
this
be right.
Is the rush hour. The Furious Five. It's time
for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. Beautiful stuff, Tomo. And this is a groundbreaking quiz. There's a lot of, fake quizzes around the country, but not this one. This is fair dinkum legit. And chaps, let's say hello to Sean from Palaui. Good afternoon, Sean.
G'day.
We got a live one here.
Did you say Palaui?
I said Palaui.
Say it again.
I said Palaui.
Palaui?
No, I said Palaui. How do you say it, Sean?
Palaui.
I said Palaui.
No, you didn't. Pow.
Unless
Pow.
And let's give Karen a big hug from Rosewater. Good afternoon, Karen. Thanks for playing.
Good afternoon, boys. Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure. Oh. Who's the Crows and who's the Port fan here?
Crows. I'm Crows.
Well done. Shawnee?
Power Lowy.
Oh, God, this is going to get silly.
Power
Lowy. Five questions. Call your name out first. There's a point for the correct answer. There's two lifelines only. And good luck, and let's go Gregory Blewett. Yes, Tomo?
Just a quick one. We're giving away. The boys are stuck in town. Double pass, Jars. Gleeson are going to absolutely rock the Bridgeway.
Well, you just did that before we went on air. Well, didn't you stuff it up, did you?
No, he didn't. You did. No.
You're an idiot. Here we go. Question number one, Greg.
Yes. Good luck. In soccer, what body part can't touch the ball?
Oh. Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Your body or hands.
I'm giving hands. I'm giving hands.
No, that's all right. Yeah, your hands. Yeah,
that sucks.
Needs a bit of confidence, Sean, I think.
Shawnee boy. Right, number two, Ben Burn.
What a great question that was. Hey, question two. What retired NBA basketball player tried out for the Chicago White Sox in 1994? Big NBA player.
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Lifeline, please, on this one.
Yes, mate. Oh. Who do you want?
The person who knows the answer would be great.
Okay, Gregory.
Yes. Greg.
All right. Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well done.
Well done, Shawnee.
Two zip. Come on, Karen. Let's go. Greg, number three.
It's low today.
You're all right.
Okay. Usain Bolt is the fastest 100-meter sprinter in history. What is his world record time? Now, you've got A, 9.64 seconds, B, 9.58, or C, 9.72.
Karen.
Yes, Karen.
B.
Yeah. Well done, Kaz.
Nice.
Yeah, she's back.
It's 2-1. Burn. Number four, please,
number
dear.
Number four. Who has won more tennis Grand Slam titles, Venus Williams or Serena Williams?
Karen.
Yes, Karen.
Oh.
Venus.
Oh, bugger.
So close.
So next question,
oh,
I reckon.
No.
Jesus.
All right. Who's got number five? Greg. Yes,
does
Greg.
Does Sean get a chance to answer or not?
Oh, what do you reckon?
No. No? Okay, well, let's go. All right, here we go.
One last question. Come on.
The Olympics are held every how many years?
Karen.
Yes, Karen.
Four.
Whoa. Yes.
Yes. Two all.
Who's got the tiebreaker,
Boone? I've got the tiebreaker.
Good boy, Boone Boone.
Here we go. You ready?
This is good.
Who coached the North Adelaide Roosters in the SANFL from 2004 to
Karen.
2008 before
yes,
he got
Karen.
The arse?
Poorly.
I was going to say Bloody Jarman. But...
Yes! Yes! Bloody Jarman! Very well, too!
No, he got the arse.
Poorly.
Bloody Jarman, she told you.
Congratulations, Karen.
Sean!
Where are you, Sean? Play like Port Adelaide in the prelim.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know how it goes. You've got to let the opposition win to get anywhere.
Well done, Shawnee.
Well, I was going to say yes. Bloody Jarman.
But she got it right.
Well done,
what's
Karen.
Got, Tomo?
Well done, Karen. You got a double pass. The boys are stuck in town. This is going to be absolutely brilliant. The 19th of November, the Angel, Super Jesus, all members from there. Well done.
Beautiful.
Great contest. Awesome. What a great contest.
That's how you play.
That
was good.
If they want to register Flack.
Flack.
Flack. Tomo, if they want to register. She's giving him the flack. Where do they go?
TripleM.com.au. Thank you very much, Dits.
Different. Those paint fumes have got him.
Different body types.
Now, I need to address something with you three, or you two other lads. Gregory and Burn Burn on this top rating show, and we are global, and we go all around the world. Now, there's an individual in this room that has been doing some deals behind our back. Now, the three pillars are family, as you know, is respect, honesty, and be humble. Right? They're our three pillars. Is that correct?
What have I done now?
Why aren't you humble?
No. I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
But
you're none of them.
I got some information before I got into the studio today via text message that one of our team members has been, sniffing around our sales team, begging and asking, why can't you get me a car?
Oh, no.
Ah, right. Because I've already got a deal with Ranella Mazda. They're
and I knew,
great
well, I knew, and you don't go down that path anyway.
No, I don't.
But you, Gregory Blewett, how dare you harass
this
our sales team?
True.
Asking.
A while back, you said, I'm going to sell my car, actually. Now
did you say that or not?
You said you're going to sell your car. You did. Let me get to
it. I've got a buyer.
You're going to sell your car, and I said, "Oh, what are you getting?" You go, "Well, I'm trying to get a bit of a deal done with that." So, have you sold your car, or because someone's coming to look at it?
This is the whole thing.
You're trying to get a free car.
Did you try and borrow to our sales team to get a free car? Yes or no?
Did I what?
To go
What's
to
the
a,
question?
Did you go to our sales team?
No.
Did you approach
their free car?
No.
Did you approach them about any sort of vehicle?
Yes.
Whatsoever.
Can you just
be
shut
very
up
honest
and let me
be
answer
very,
the question?
Very honest here.
My manager.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
my manager.
Shut up.
He said he does nothing
he's,
for you.
He's going to rename nameless.
He's going to rename. There's the promo.
Remain right. Nameless.
Oh, okay. Remain.
Okay. All right. Okay. So he's been spruking for about over 12 months that he's going to get me a car.
Right. Okay.
Right. So I've organised a buyer for my car and he keeps saying, no, it's coming, it's coming. Right. So he must have approached someone here.
Oh, at Triple M.
It's nothing to do with
that
me.
Name was
I'm
Matt.
Looking at you in the eye.
No.
Both of you in the eye.
No, don't.
So you reckon don't. I've come to...
Yes, because the sales team came to me and said, can you tell him to stay away? He won't leave us alone.
Right?
Mate, you've got to stop doing it.
And I hope I don't end up with a brown Camry.
don't knock that scene.
With a huge ding out the front of it,
mate.
And more colours on it than a rainbow.
No, it hasn't.
How many frames do you want to have?
The front right-hand corner's not good.
We've been in the industry for 5 minutes. So what you do at a national cricket show that hopefully everyone will listen to True Blue Cricket. And you're begging and going, can you get me this? I want this.
I'm not.
Mate, I've seen people like you come through the system and don't survive.
I'll tell you what. I've got a meeting with my manager this afternoon after this show.
What are you going to say?
And I'm going to say, listen, mate, pull your head in. All right.
Oh,
well.
But managers speak on behalf of their clients, which you're their client.
I didn't know that he...
him speaking, it's like saying... If I'm an AFL player doing a deal, I didn't say that. My manager says it. But your manager says it on behalf of you. So that's a reflection on you. You've told him to go and speak to the sales staff.
Yes, I have.
No.
Because you need a car. Because you're selling your car.
We aren't going nowhere here.
No,
Tomo,
we are.
Tomo's
we are getting somewhere.
He's as bored as I am.
He's concerned. You can't do that, Greg.
I'm trying to get a bus myself.
You know, in radio, have you ever heard "Don't talk over each other"?
Well, we do it all the time. Don't tell us what to do. We've been doing this for about 18 months talking over the top of each other.
What car do you reckon would suit you? What would you be after? Like a
Ute?
I'm thinking, you're
on your last legs too, Tomo. When's Emma G back?
You know what I'm thinking? The Mr. Bean car.
A Mini. What's wrong with a Mini?
A pink one.
With your gloves on and your slippers and your Beyonce lipstick on. Honestly.
104.7.
You've got to stop doing it.
Stop hassling nails. Yeah.
Shut up.
You're a nobody.
And no one wants to do a deal with you anyway.
Okay, guys, let's talk media and AFL football, all right?
Right.
So Scott Gullen from the Herald Sun has come up with his top 50 AFL media performers.
Oh, hello.
All right, so...
Hello.
There's a lot of names. A lot of names
who's
missing.
In? And who's out?
Lot. There's 50.
There's 50. So who shouldn't be in there?
That's right.
Let's go there first.
There shouldn't... Is who there more than 50 that work?
How the hell's Andy Maher in there? He shouldn't be in there.
Well, can I just give you the top?
Well, give us the top 10.
Whip out the top 10.
I'll start from 10.
Go.
Jonathan Brown.
Yep.
Jason Dunstall at 9.
Love him.
Too low.
Too low?
He should be higher.
I agree.
Higher.
Caroline Wilson, 8. David King, 7. James Brayshaw, 6. Oh, he'll be filthy.
He's got to be
filthy with that.
He's got to be number 1.
Anthony Hudson at 5.
Too high.
Nick Riewoldt. He's a bolter at number 4. Mark Robinson, who hasn't done anything for the whole season.
Yeah, he must be employed. He works at the Herald Sun with Scott Gullen, so there you go.
It's his boss.
Jared Waitley. Jared Waitley, he's on the payroll.
And Gary Lyon.
Yes.
Old Caterpillar Eyebrows is number 1.
So where's
Wolf?
Where's all our team? This is just all Victorians.
Where's Triple M Adelaide? So no Yater?
No.
No Biggles.
So this is for the Biggles, media.
Biggles, though. He's oiling himself up.
He's caught on the roof.
Ditts. Ditts should be in there.
Mark Rasciuto.
Ditts is a great caller. I love
Ditts. Where's Roo? I'm up to 27. Roo should be coming up soon. He'll be 31.
No, Roo.
He won't like that at all.
He's not on there.
He didn't even
Well,
get
where
a look
are you
in.
Two?
No, I don't do the footy. But if I was doing the footy, I'd probably be top five, top six. Byrne, you should be in
Byrne?
There.
Nah. I'm
what? Not even in the top 50?
Come on, mate. You're better than half of these chunkheads.
Well, I'm in the people's vote. Oh, I've got the people's
That's
vote.
That's the most
here.
Important one.
I'm number 27 in the people's vote.
Who's number one for that one?
Jason Dunstall.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I think that's pretty good. Yeah, I like Lee Matthews, number two in the people's vote.
Am I in there? No.
You're not in the top 50. It must be 51.
Down. Keep looking down.
Well, Mark Robinson's number 50 in this one.
But
Gary Lyon, 49 in the people's vote.
But
so
number
that's a
one,
flip.
Yeah. So it's just all mates. All mates
yeah, they're
in.
Looking after each other.
Little Studley Corns is 13. Kane.
He's everywhere.
And what else? Luke
what
Dars,
about
Jordan Lewis?
Wayne Carey be filthy.
Where's
too,
the duck?
26.
He loves being loved. The duck.
Yeah.
He loves being loved.
Where's Billy Brownless? William, Fat Guts.
That's a good point.
He should be in there.
Oh, he didn't trouble the scorers either.
What about People's Choice? Is he in there, Byrne?
No.
Byrne, there's one that I think has been absolutely shafted. He should have been in the top 50.
Oh,
and if you heard some of his work this year for Triple M.
Oh. Let's head to Greg Blewett for Bob James Seabarts.
Got nothing for you, mate.
Get on your Bluey. Greg Blewett on the boundary.
Yeah, for those that have just joined us, Todd Marshall out late with a bad back. In came Georgiadis and Tyson Depple, sorry.
Get another run during the week.
Clean belly, bill of health.
Today, Junior!
Are you going to bring that stuff to Triple M Cricket? Because I'll be tuning in. There'll be people in their headers, harvesters, farmers listening.
Is this...
And they just, that's the gear they want, Blue. You're just feeding
There's
them
with plenty
what
more
they
where
want.
That came from.
Yeah.
If now, there listen, was the top 50 worst listen. Performers in the media, you'd be number one
what
or
if,
two.
What if I said Michael Hibbert? Would that get a run as well? Hey?
And just say, can you tell me,
what's that,
say
buddy?
The parallel again.
A very dear friend of ours here on the Triple M Rush Hour. Huge four rounds of racing in Sydney starting this weekend before the Bathurst finale. And V8 superstar, much loved figure, Davey Reynolds joins us. Good afternoon, Davey.
Hey, blokes. How are you going? Thanks for getting me back. I haven't spoke to you guys in a long time.
Yeah. Did you remember the phone call was coming?
Oh, no, I didn't. I completely forgot. And usually, and it come up like a, you know, caller ID. And I thought, oh, I wonder who that would be. No, I was going to let you go to the keeper, but luckily I answered it, otherwise
Jazz,
I would
be block Jazz number. Used to that.
He didn't block my number, did you, buddy?
You blocked my number.
Did not. Now, buddy, the V8s are back after the long, long lockdown. Now, are you glad to get back in the seat and that throbbing motor between your legs on the weekend? Because you've missed it, haven't you?
It's not really between my legs. It's a little bit in front and to the left.
To the left.
Yeah, but I'm really, really excited to get back because it's been a long time between rounds. And I realise if I'm not racing cars, I have no purpose in life. So I need to get back to what I have a purpose for.
He's like you, Jazz. He's not good at anything else. Actually, he's good at one thing. Yeah. You're good at nothing.
What are you good at?
Oh, most things.
Yeah, no,
hey, with the long layoff, fitness. What do racing car drivers do? Do you run? Do you do weights? Do you do gym? Do you do ab work?
Well,
what do you do?
Not normally I go to the gym and swim and run and ride, but in Victoria you're only allowed to run and ride, so everything else is shut. So it kind of limited my options a bit. And I got really good at running and riding. So there's silver linings to every bad situation.
But how do you stay in nick? Are you just going to rock up and,
That's it. Just think you're going to win everything?
It might take you a couple of laps to get the brain back up to speed, if you know what I mean. But I've had the odd 10 or 20 laps here and there over the last 3 months because we built a new car. Penrite Racing built a new car for Andre. On his side, and Andre, he fled Victoria and moved to Perth to see his girlfriend, and he wasn't around to drive it, so I drove it on his behalf, and so I did 20 laps about a month or two ago. And things like that, I've been sort of in and out of the seat, but like I haven't been racing as such, so I might take me a couple of laps to get back up to speed. Yeah,
nice. You know what I'd do? I'd go down to Time Zone and jump in the old
Daytona. Yes.
I sweat up in those things, especially if you choose manual. I'm sweating up after that. Could be good for the fitness. Jesus.
You would get tickets. What prize would you choose?
I normally go with the biggest fluffy toy I can find. Maybe a duck. Blue is good at making them.
Oh,
sorry. You're in front of me when I said that. Sorry.
Now, Davey, we're driving at night. Sunday, Sydney, super night.
Correct. First night race in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Looking forward to doing it. Obviously, at night, the funny thing is, during the day, everything looks normal, but during night, all your reference points, they don't change. They just feel like they're coming a lot faster at you because your perception's a bit different.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be a test for everyone to get used to. So it's going to be different, but I'm looking forward to it. I hope all the fans enjoy it. It's something different for our sport, and I hope they do more stuff like it.
Dave, there's been a lot of chat recently about vaccination policies with different sports. What's the update with the racing car drivers? Obviously, have to travel interstate. Where's that at?
We're in interstate at the minute. It's all governed by the health department, so we're just abiding by the health department regulations.
So you've been jabbed up? You're all jabbed up and ready to go, love?
Yeah, ready to go.
Jabbed up, love.
Sorry, Dave. Yeah. Sorry.
Jabbed hard.
You're not right. What the? Now he's lost.
What are you guys on about?
It's jars.
We've got beautiful weather here. We need you back, mate. We need the supercars back in Adelaide because that's the home of supercars, not Bathurst.
I know everyone talks about Adelaide 500 not going ahead, which is very, very shameful. Mm. You know, it's cool that they've got Tailandbend an hour away, which is not very far. But, you know, the street race was something special that everyone held so close to their heart for many years, and it was epic event. So I hope they can get that back up and running soon because, you know, that was just the best way to start a season.
And the little one, the little son's going well?
Yeah, mate, he's going good. He just turned 9 months yesterday. Wow. And, he's awesome. He's honestly the best thing you could ever do in your life.
Good man.
He puts a lot of stress in your life, but it's really rewarding.
He's already driving a car?
Yeah.
9 months.
He's got a little Porsche push car. I've been pushing him around in the last few months, and he holds onto the steering wheel at like 9 and 3, like he should.
How many k's
down the track? Can't turn it or anything.
Got the paddles on the side.
He's got beautiful, mate.
He's got paddles, yeah.
Just before we let you go, Davey boy, Bathurst, obviously that's your biggest one on the calendar. Who are you going to be driving with? Who's your partner?
So I'm teaming up with Luke Fielden again, who we won together back in 2017.
Yep.
And we're on pole in 18 and led most of the race. So you know, it's good to have Luke, such an experienced person, along my side. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good man.
It's going to be epic, mate.
It's going to be epic. I haven't heard that for a while.
Huge. Grouse. What about grouse? Do you get grouse over
there? No, that's Victorian.
That's Victorian.
Yeah. We'll leave that over there too.
All the best, mate, and good luck this weekend in Sydney. And thanks for your time, Davey. Good to catch up, buddy.
Love you, fellas. See ya.
There he is, supercar superstar Davey Reynolds. Good man. Good man. Number 20. What's he got? Number 20. number 26 in the Ford. No, he is.
Yes.
He is.
Are you right today?
No, this weather changes me, Bert. The weather just does it. My cycles are all playing up at the moment.
So. Are they still the Falcons, Jazz? Ford Falcons?
No, they're Ford. This is the rush hour.
It's the segment everyone's been waiting for. The lightning rod, Andrew Jarman.
Global all around the world.
Going up against the always well-moisturised Greg Blewett.
Blaine Ballard, Bill of Heath.
On the rush hour, it's Bernie Vince's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb or dumber.
Oh, I don't like this.
I'm offended, actually.
Yeah, so am I, because you're not playing.
Well,
Bernie Vince.
That's because I came up with it. Why don't you come up with some content?
Well, I normally do.
Well, that's what you say to us.
Well, you do the Furious Five, and you just read out the rules.
You don't even do the questions.
You can't even do that right.
I don't have to do the questions. I'm the CIC.
So this is Dumb or Dumber, just to find out who's
smart. Where am I? What's the scoreboard?
It's
one apiece.
It's one apiece.
Oh, it shouldn't be.
Oh, here we go.
No, you still reckon you got in early on Monday. Of course I did.
Just set the rules up again. You're joking.
Well, there's five questions, and whoever wins gets the most questions right becomes
the winner.
Dumb. yeah. And the other one's obviously dumber. Yeah, because okay. You're not. No one's smart.
Okay,
no,
here we
this
go.
Panel, don't worry about okay. that. Mm. First question, boys. Be ready. And can we just get a buzzer?
Bluey,
elite.
Oh, he's got elite today. I like it.
I don't mind it.
Which player came out and announced his
elite.
Date?
Joshua Cavillo.
Oh, Jars. Perfect. Good. Jars won early. Mm. He's a fast starter.
Jeez. He's on.
Who in the media awards was number one in Bluey. The people?
Oh, people. Jason
Dunstall.
1-0.
Shut up. 1-0. Who did the voting?
Elite. The people.
You didn't let me finish the question.
Bluey. Scott Gullen.
Bluey.
Yeah!
he's filthing up here. Name the two Furious Five contestants.
Elite. Elite.
Oh. No, that was elite.
Karen.
Mm.
And.
Can we get a tick, 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 yeah. tick, 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 tick,
and
tick,
Josh.
Oh. No.
Me.
Shawnee from Paralowey.
Karen and Sean.
Yeah, but you don't cheat me. No, you just like cheated.
I'd written it down.
You wrote it down and cheated.
How?
Hang on, so what's the
Karen
score?
And Sean. 3-1.
Sorry, Jones. Here's one for you. Jones.
You can have this one.
Jones, you can't win. What number is Dave Reynolds' car?
Elite
yesterday.
26.
Yeah.
Blew it.
Well done.
Two days in a row.
And Jazz, yes. Again, you go back to back, dumber. Oh, he's lost it.
Honestly, how do I?
Good night. Good so night, family.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
See you tomorrow. Take care.
Oh, I like this game.
Oh. Now Bluey likes it. Now you like again. It.
Sorry, Jazz.
Nah, and the good. Score is 1 to Bluey, 2 to Jazz.
104.7, Triple M's Rush Hour. See you tomorrow night. Have a good one. Bye. Yeah,
don't know about that.